It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson, joined today in studio by Shelley Wright. She's the director of the Children's Justice and Family Support Center, and they've got a great event coming up on the 29th. You know, we were just talking about the fact that it just seems like they've kind of taken off in the last 5 or 6 years, but they're going to have a trunk or treat out to their building. And you know what? It's a great thing from a safety standpoint. The kids can go out and just walk between the cars that are going to be parked. You don't need to worry about any of that. Plus, they're going to have a pretty cool spook alley. So let's talk to Shelley about it. Shelley, how are you today?
I'm great, Dave. Thanks for having me today.
Anytime. So let's get to talking about how are things going out there at the Children's Justice Center?
Things are going really great. We're gearing up for our Halloween event, which is our trunk or treat and spook alley. So we're working hard getting our spook alley decorated.
And you were saying that, you know, everybody out there is kind of excited because you haven't been able to do this the last couple of years.
Right. The first year we did it, we served 100 children, and we had no idea it was going to turn out that big. And then the second year was COVID, and we just, we still did it, but it was a drive-by, and we just stood there and handed stuff through the doors.
And where's the fun in that, right?
Right.
So this year, you'll be back up and running, and it all takes place on October 29th, which is a Friday, and it starts at 3 in the afternoon. Is it going to be out there in your parking lot there?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about the logistics of all that.
Okay, great. So, yeah, it's going to start at, we're going to run it from 3 to 5. So we are asking parents to please park in the active reentry parking lot. There will be a gravel pathway that leads you to the center's parking lot. And if your children are interested, we have a spook alley for them to, or a haunted house, for them to go through and explore. We promise that nothing will reach out and grab them or hurt them. It's just all in fun. And then they can trick or treat all the cars that are by and just kind of mill around in the parking lot and enjoy the night.
Now, have you guys got all the candy you need? Would you like some people, if they're interested, to, you know, donate? Or
oh,
you guys,
yeah,
have that,
absolutely, donate. We would absolutely be happy to receive candy donations.
Okay, so anybody that's out there that wants to be a part of this can just go and buy some bagged candy from the store and take it out there to the center to be part of the trunk or treat that's going on out there.
Absolutely. And if anybody is interested in bringing their car out and joining in the trunk or treat and decorating your car, please do so. We have spots available. So
the more the merrier, really.
Absolutely.
In a trunk or treat.
We want to fill up every parking space. So we have ourselves, the staff at the center. We have some employees from Head Start coming. And so we're excited. We have the College of Eastern Utah, Utah State Eastern, sorry, coming to, a couple people are coming to participate as well.
And you know what? This is going to be, it's kind of a weird year this year with Halloween being on a Sunday. We don't know if people are going to go Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We don't know if they're going to go Friday night or Saturday night or what's going
right
on. So, you know what? Do it Friday night. Get on out there. And you know what? Once again, the great thing about trunk or treats, they're completely safe. Everybody,
absolutely.
The cars are all parked. You don't, yeah, have to worry about that. And you're kind of in a controlled environment, so that's nice. And then you guys, of course, are going to have the spook alley, and you're going to be running for a couple of hours out there. Just, you know what? Get out. And the other great thing is, you may not have to bundle the kids up so much.
I hope not. We are praying for weather. Good weather.
If it stays warm and you know what, you're all right there, get on out to the Trunk or Treat and the Spook Alley at the Children's Justice Center and Family Support Center on October 29th. It's going to start at 3 in the afternoon. It'll go till 5. And great fun out there. Just, and it's for everybody. Just go out and have a good time, really.
Yeah,
because that's
sure,
that's what the Children's Support Center is all about.
Yes, is fun.
fun for everyone. That's, yeah, that's what it's all about. Now, you also have coming up and going on right now, you're looking for warm winter coats, and we're talking gently used or new winter coats. And here's the thing about it too. It always seems like people go through their closets this time of year and they find things that they haven't even worn.
Yes. And they could pretty much put a price tag on it because it's probably brand new.
Mm-hmm. So those are the kinds of things that you're looking for.
Yes.
And then these will be distributed. And like you were saying, if somebody needs one right now or something like that, go on out there and give you guys a call and check that out, because you may have them.
Absolutely. Yes, for sure. Right now we're collecting coats for teens and older elementary kids. And please, when we say gently use, that means no holes, no tears, no big stains. If it's something that just needs to be washed and refreshed, that's not a problem. But we're trying to give nice warm coats out to our kiddos in the community.
And this is the time of year that if you've got them, let's empty it out, get it out to somebody that can use it and turn that around. Now, if anybody has any questions about any of these things, the Trunk or Treat or the Spook Alley or the Coat Drive, how can they get in touch with you guys out at the Justice Center?
They can just call our main number at 435-636-3739, dial extension 1.
And you've also got a great presence. You've got a great website and a great presence on Facebook as well.
Yes.
Check that out and find all that information from there. You've got the Trunk or Treat coming up with the Spook Alley. You've got the Coat Drive coming up. And then we're right around the corner as well from the Christmas Tree Regalia. And
yes,
that's going to be a big event for these guys. And we'll talk more about that the closer that it gets.
Yes.
All
thank
right.
Thank you, Dave.
Shelley, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.